Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than important, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
Five. Hello. Well, well, well. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of DDP Radio Live right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. I am broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex, and the rumors of my death have been greatly over-anticipated. I am back. I appreciate all the well wishes and everything. I had a really rough couple days, but it was so cool to see everyone reaching out and a lot of love from the DDP radio community. I'll fill you guys in later, but I know that we have a stacked show tonight, so I'm not going to waste any time. Let's get right to it. First of all, when I was in the hospital, when I was under, one person that was amazing for me was the one and the only, my co-host, the Canadian quote master herself, who picked up all my slack, which I leave quite a bit of slack around. And she was awesome. So I appreciate you, Crystal, and hello and welcome back. Welcome back to me.
Thank you.
To you.
Right? I'm just glad that you're okay, because I was seriously worried. So I'm really grateful you're okay.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Well, since I was in the hospital, apparently I put a crack in the universe and the timeline just got so screwed up. So with my I sacrificed myself so we could have a bonus episode tonight of DDP Radio Live. And you might remember a couple weeks ago we had Nancy and Stacy on the show. And first of all, I'm fine with it because there's never enough time when we have Nancy and Stacy on because there's so much to get to and so much. And I usually drive things off the tracks really quickly, so we never get to as much as we want to, but they were gracious enough to come on and join us again, and we're doubling down. This is a bonus part two, and I called it Spring Clean Eating, so there we go. without any further ado, let's bring on, first of all, she was the once and former and always co-host in our hearts of DDP Radio, StacyMorris.com. You know her from her Clean Comfort series, the DDP. She's the celebrity here. I don't need to explain who she is. But, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Stacy Morris, welcome back.
Thank you, and happy spring, Crystal and Mike.
Happy
Great
spring.
To be back.
Oh, well, absolutely. And I think it's going to be a good one. I think we're all coming out of this, and we're starting to, like, get out of our little our shells and our holes or our caves or what have you, and I think we're going to have a productive spring. But what better way to spring into spring than with our favorite guest, our favorite reoccurring guest here. She is I'm not even going to go through all her credentials. You know her by now. She's got so much going on, and she has so much to offer in terms of health and knowledge and little things you don't think about. And I always hear from people that they love when Nancy comes on the show, and there's so much information. And it's such a great service she provides to the DDPY community. And it is a service that if you appreciate, you should go patronize her Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, website. She's got so much going on, so many courses. We'll talk about it later. But right now, let's just introduce her back again. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm glad everybody's here, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, about a week ago, I came down with a horrible neurovirus, and I've never been so sick in my life, and my body got so dehydrated that I was in danger of my organs shutting down. My doctor was my hands and arms and legs cramped up to the point where I couldn't straighten them. my feet and my hands turned blue. I had an ambulance because I couldn't get myself down to the car to get to the hospital. It was a bad situation.
Wow.
But I feel so much better right now, and I feel like alive, which is a good thing.
Amen. And do you know
Amen.
What triggered
it? What's that?
Do you know what triggered it? Yeah.
It's going around bad right now. Apparently, our county is one of the worst in the country right now. My mom up north got it. My brother and my sister-in-law up north got it. Katie got it, my wife. And it's pretty bad down here right now, but I don't know why or how I got it.
Hmm. I would highly recommend Monolaurin. So if you've never taken Monolaurin, just check it out. It comes in capsule and pellet form, and it really, it's been researched for over 50 years how it gets rid of viruses. So it's something that a lot of people don't know about or turn to, but it's a pretty potent supplement called Monolaurin.
I'm writing that down right now. That's good to know. I appreciate that. Stacey, you know, obviously last week we always have a lot planned, but the amount we get to because the conversation goes off the rails and I ramble, and you guys had a lot of stuff we didn't get to. So if you don't mind, I'm going to turn over to you to start the conversation off with something that you want to hit on before I get rambling or something like that. I know you and Nancy often talk about ideas and stuff for the show, so I'm gonna hand things over to you to get this conversation rolling, if that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the last show a couple of weeks ago, we talked about a lot of things, and towards the end of the show, we had just started to touch on the idea of detox and cleanse, which is a very popular concept this time of year as we're coming off of winter and approaching warm weather. And, I mean, there are just so many different ways to define a detox and a cleanse. And quite frankly, whenever I hear those words, I get a little knot in my stomach because I think of severe, you know, traditionally they've been thought of as very severe, very deprivational in nature, very narrow in what you're allowed to eat or drink, and intense. And some of them are. But the way Nancy approaches the idea of detoxing and cleansing is completely different. And it can range from the traditional to the just very, very simple idea of detoxing in a way that cleanses your body, but not in a harsh way. So I just saw something on Facebook today about Walmart's potato chips. Every single one of them, their own brand, comes now apparently with a warning label of carcinogenics and may cause birth defects. It was mind-blowing. And Nancy's been saying this for years, that they're just in our food supply with the pesticides and processed foods and the funky ingredients that are used to make certain things in the, you know, the processed food aisles, we're at a real risk for loading up on toxins. So you don't necessarily have to think about doing a 24-hour or 48-hour juice fast. You can just sort of pull away from some of these foods, which are so prevalent. So I thought maybe that's where we could start, Nancy, and, you know, just thinking of some more non-threatening ways we could start cleansing ourselves and making choices that are a little less toxic, because it does add up. You think, I'm just eating some potato chips. It's an American thing. You know, everybody does it. But over the decades, I mean, this literally can build in our system, right? So I'm going to let you know all the technical stuff. I'm going to let you take it from here.
And Stacey, what you just said, it's so true. So it's something called, over the years, your body gets toxic overload. So you may have that chip here or there, but if you are clogged with all these toxins, your detoxification organs like your liver and your kidney and your skin, which is your largest organ for absorption and elimination. That's why we sweat, right? If they're not working, then the toxins become overloaded in your system. And the whole thing about a detox is detoxification is the process of assisting the body in removing the toxins and fueling the body with healthy nutrients to renew the cells. So the potato chips, I want to touch upon that because, so, you know, here you, even if you're eating organic potato chips, they're still toxic. Why? French fries, potato chips, to make them, you have to heat them very high. And what happens is everything we eat is a food chemical. Well, it then converts. And what it converts into is a carcinogenic. So that's why those Walmart potato chips have that Prop 65. And Prop 65 is a law that California passed where if there's a food that has a carcinogenic or potential carcinogenic in it, they will say this can be linked to cancer, birth defects, and all of that. So does that mean you have to throw out all your potato chips? Like, I wouldn't say don't shoot the messengers here. What I would say is keep that food journal and look, are you just having a few chips? Are you having them every day thinking they're a potato? No. Instead, get a sweet potato, white potato, red potato, bake it, boil it, do it at your house as opposed to, you know, those fryers. Those are the problems when they're deep in the oils at a high temperature. So that's one. Just changing one meal a day, so baby steps, so you don't get overwhelmed. Look at what you're having for breakfast. If you're doing intermittent fasting and you're not having breakfast, well, then let's move to lunch. What can you change in that meal to make it balanced so you can assist the body? There's easy ways that you can do a gentle detox. You could start the day with warm water and add lemon to it. You could add apple cider vinegar to it. That's going to help cleanse the body. And with detoxification, you want to make sure your end of digestion, which is elimination through bowel movements, are happening on a daily basis. If you're not, well, toxins are backing up, right? So you want to look at, are you staying hydrated enough? Staying hydrated is going to help you cleanse. Eating more green leafy vegetables. And Stacey, I want you to mention here, if you can, how, you know, leaning more onto food and getting the nutrients that way are going to be so helpful. You could juice. If you're not a juicer, that's fine. You could add ginger to your water. You could even add turmeric. You know, they have that in the stores. You could slice it, add slices of ginger. All of this is going to help remove inflammation, help remove the toxins, as well as I like to also look at the toxic people in our lives, because you could be eating really healthy, and then if you're around such negativity day in and day out, and those are your role models, well, you do bring in that vibration in as well, and that could also be toxic, where you may be holding your breath or your fist more, just aggravated. So do some deep breathing. You can drink stuff like Yogi Tea has a breathe deep. They have a detox tea. It's all herbal, no caffeine. These are easy ways, making sure that you do your exercise, making sure you get adequate sleep, because that's when your body does its housekeeping. And then while we're on toxins, I would highly recommend taking an inventory of your personal care products, because your skin is the largest organ for absorption and elimination. So what you're putting on your body, what shampoos are you using, if you wear makeup, perfumes, cologne, lotions, do they have toxins in them? And there's a website, the Environmental Working Group, that rates all of the products to show how toxic they are. If they're toxic, they are going to affect your endocrine system, which will cause weight management issues. They can affect your immune, neurological, and metabolic dysfunction like pre-diabetic and diabetes. So you want to make sure that you're not putting toxins in your body through food or drinks as well as on your body.
You mentioned there's a specific type of detox for those products. That you categorize them as PFAS?
Yeah, so PFAS is so wicked. And it's called the Forever Chemical. And on my Facebook business page, I shared an interesting article that Johns Hopkins University researched 19 different brands of water bottles, of water like Poland Springs and other companies, and they looked at the PFAS levels. Now, mind you know, there's a lot of things that the government does not require companies to list. So glyphosate is one of them, which is a known carcinogenic, right? It causes degenerative diseases. It does affect weight loss. It blocks weight loss. It affects depression and anxiety because glyphosate destroys our serotonin and our beneficial bacteria on our stomach lining. It's in foods that are not organic. There are some GMO, non-GMO foods that don't use glyphosate. The problem is the label doesn't show it. So oats are the number one, like your Quaker oats, Cheerios. Those have been tested. They are non-GMO foods. So not genetically modified, but they are loaded with glyphosate. So those companies are something you would want to avoid to reduce your toxic level. Now, that's glyphosate. PFAS is a nasty. It comes in so many different versions. It could be in the water. It could be in foods. It would be in the Teflon cooking stuff. That's what they use. They actually spray this stuff on there. And the problem is it leaches into the food. If you take out fast food or if you go to Starbucks or McDonald's or any of those places, the packaging that the food has been sitting in for quite some time and warmed up has PFAS, and it actually goes into the food. So why is this a problem? It's very hard to get out, and it attaches to our fat cells. So that's another reason why it's great to do a detox and just removing those foods. And also looking at the water. You could actually get if you drink tap water, you can go online and get a PFAS home water test. So you could check if you have it. You could call your local town, and they have to give you, or your water company, they have to give you the annual testing that they do. You want to ask, do they check for PFAS and do they check for glyphosate? If you look at the purified waters, they say that those are lower in PFAS than other waters. If you have reverse osmosis, then they supposedly remove PFAS. So the best way is to test it. And going back to that Johns Hopkins study, unfortunately, they would not share the brands that they tested, but they said many of them had alarming numbers, and they're hoping that the Environmental Protection Agency and other agencies are going to require these companies to divulge how much PFAS they have in them. That's not going to do us any good now. So, again, we want to assist the body with eating healthy and help our liver get unclogged and, you know, stay away from any of these companies that are big, you know, like the soda companies, they're really not in it for our health. They're in it for a profit. So they are usually not testing for PFAS. And if they are, you always want to make sure it's a third party because they may be manipulating the numbers, unfortunately.
So once it's in you, and we have to assume we all have some of this in us, what's the best way to get rid of it?
So that's a great question. I would focus on raising one's glutathione and vitamin C levels. So glutathione is the major antioxidant that helps the liver detoxify, and it also protects our neurons, right? So we have to think of our core, our gut, as the core to our brain, our immune system, our adrenal system, our mood, our cells, everything. So really what we're putting into our gut, our core, is crucial because it can affect our cognition. We see that in little kids, and we also see that in elderly with dementia and Alzheimer's. So we have to protect all of this. And in order to do that, you really want to look at what you're drinking, what you're eating. I would recommend, it's very hard to get glutathione from food. There's a few ways, and one is by having really veal, you know, but it has to be raised in a certain way. A lot of people don't like having veal. One of the best ways to do it is by taking N-acetylcysteine along with vitamin C. Quality, these two put together will raise your glutathione. As you also drink more water, take, you know, add lemon or turmeric, apple cider, look at some herbs, which I know you're adding a lot of herbs these days, and I'd love for you to hear about that. And even spirulina helps detoxify, also giving us a boost. I mean, I love putting spirulina in my coconut yogurt, and Harmless Harvest makes amazing yogurt, and they have unsweetened. And the vanilla and strawberry ones have the lowest sugar on the market. So if you look at other yogurts like So Delicious and other brands, they could be organic, but they have a lot of sugar grams in them. So you don't want that when you're detoxifying. So there are ways by, you know, eating more green leafy vegetables that'll help. But for the PFAS, you need something potent, and that's where I would go with N-acetylcysteine and vitamin C.
Okay, that's great advice. And everyone, you know, this is a lot to take in, but there, you know, just check out the archives, re-listen, write it down, and start with just a few things. Don't overwhelm yourself. But I've been doing lemon water for years. It's just been a part of my life for like a decade. Every morning, first thing I do, warm lemon water. And Nancy really encouraged me to take some things by way of water, because I was finding I was just taking too many pills. I got too reliant on supplements, even though some of them were very, you know, they're all but beneficial, and a lot of them are very natural, like turmeric and ashwagandha. But Nancy said very important to take spirulina every day. By the way, I'm in Nancy's membership program, so I get monthly access to her, which is worth its weight in gold. You get a monthly call, and you get lectures, and you get information that, and she does give so much away on Facebook and on her YouTube videos, but the membership is a really great resource, and it's very, you get tailored advice. So you said do spirulina every day in water, as well as L-glutamate. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And it's just different. Your body processes it differently than a pill. Because I used to take spirulina pills, and it's hard on the liver, even if it's stuff that's natural, like spirulina or turmeric. So now I shared this on our last show. that I got rid of so many of these supplements, and now I drink them. I mix them in with foods. I mix them in with beverages, and I feel a lot better, and I can just tell the difference the way my body processes it. So I would encourage just, you know, a few simple things. Get some of these things, and it's a great way to up your fluids, too, because we all need water. Hopefully it's purified in some way. I think I'm going to ask my water company for some answers, because I had no idea that was, you know, in my drinking water. That's pretty sobering.
Yeah, and actually, even an article over the weekend actually made it on MSN.com, which I was surprised, that some organic farms in Rhode Island got destroyed because the groundwater is totally filled, contaminated with PFAS. So these farms had to go out of business. And that was alarming. You know, here they're doing the right thing. You know how many years it takes to have an organic farm? The soil has to be tested. But then there was a company in Rhode Island that was just a manufacturing company that wasn't properly getting rid of the PFAS. Now, what do? They always put it in the water, you know, the ground, and that comes up, and that's the problem. And before I forget, I wanted to mention those potato chips that we were talking about before. Not only do they have a Prop 65, but this is where the government, like, confuses consumers. Now, they got rid of GMO. Because everybody was onto it. Oh, GMO is genetically modified organisms. And they got a bad rap because people realized it was bad for their health. Listen, if you're going to have, say, spinach, you want to have it grown by nature. You don't want it made in a lab because now it doesn't have the right nutrients. We don't even know enough about it to say that it is absorbed properly by us, by humans. So they are now moving from GMO to bioengineered. And those chips said the ingredients had bioengineered ingredients. So that is the same thing. The FDA approved it, that instead of the companies that were getting a bad rap of GMOs, they could say bioengineered. So I just want to bring that to the listeners' attention. Basically means it is the same exact thing.
PFAS that, didn't they do a movie about that, the Mark Ruffalo one?
Dark
is that water. The one? The PFAS, right?
Yeah, and that's a great movie, Mark, I think it's Buffalo's
really
name
good.
Or something, right? And it was so great,
really
but you thought, by that movie, you're like, well, that's only happened over there. Those people dying, the cows dying, everybody's dying. Well, now, I mean, Rhode Island is having it. I'm a little concerned about all over. And it's interesting because, like, Florida also has, on the West Coast, they have a big problem with their water. And the water there is well water. So the homeowners were actually started legal action. The problem with, and this is all over, but this just has, it's up in the news lots of times in Florida. So, like, By Fort Myers in that area, they have phosphate in their water. So you're like, oh, well, what is phosphate? Well, that's a byproduct of fertilizer. So there are fertilizing companies in Florida that have these, they're huge. They look like ponds, but they're this like round swimming pools, like the size of football fields, you know? And they're loaded with this toxin because they don't know what to do with it. The problem is when it rains, it starts to spill over into the ground. And it was such a big problem. It was going to go into this neighborhood in Florida
but they actually let it into the Tampa Bay. All of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's a big problem for the homes there with the wells because it came tested in the wells. So there's a problem with all of these fertilizers and toxins. And I always say, you know, man has created this mess. Like, couldn't we have, instead of making this fertilizer out of toxins, couldn't we have tried to make it out of something from nature? And because there's many organic farms that will use garlic oil. They don't need all of these toxins. And I think that that's really what we should be, the research should be on. It won't go there because there's lobbyists and people don't know. We should be, those are the things we should be in an uproar. But it's very interesting. And I think when you move somewhere, do your research. Go to a town hall before you move. Find out what the health issues are and definitely request water reports.
There's a documentary out called The Devil We Know. I watched it a couple years ago. It's on Netflix, and it's about the Teflon brand and their chemicals in the community and stuff like that. And when you think of these things, you think, oh, down the road there's going to be some consequences, and a lot of people can hide things in the fact that, you know, these won't present themselves until our children's children. But when they show this documentary, there's people that worked in the plant or anyone that came in contact with that stuff whose direct descendants were deformed or considered, you know, it was this entire town, and it's the Teflon brand stuff. And you think of that stuff and you think, like, wow, that's not my community, but they're happening in, like, communities. Yeah. And there's pockets of people with cancer rates of like 70% in these communities. Like, these are affecting us now. These aren't, like, these chemicals aren't stuff that you can just hide in decades later. You know, we never have to
confront
them. You're right.
And what was that called?
It's called The Devil We Know.
The Devil We Know.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It's a really interesting documentary. And it's, the entire town has a rate of, like, insane problems from it. You should check it out.
I exactly will. And that's how you educate yourself. You know, that's where the power is.
Yeah. This would be a good moment for Nancy to share with us what she cooks with, because I'm sure it's not Teflon pans.
No. Yeah, and it's not easy. It's not easy even finding anything. So I got really into this because my son had developed a liver disorder at 2. So I just went all in. I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going all in. Like, basically threw myself off the mountain of not, it had to be 100% or nothing. So I use glass. You know, there are glass pots and pans, and you obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but you can't warm up the pot or pan with nothing in it because that may cause problems. So I use everything glass pots. Stainless steel would be a good option if it were 100% stainless steel. But you have to actually call the companies who make the cookware to find out, is it stainless steel 100%? Because what these companies are doing, they're cutting corners. So underneath is aluminum. And then they just put stainless steel on top, but all of that could leach into the food, and that's a problem. You never want to cook with aluminum pots because there was a study that showed chefs that cooked with aluminum pots ended up getting dementia because of the high heat, and they were obviously in the kitchen all the time. So our cookware is as important. And what you can do is put, you know, if you want to use coconut oil or olive oil or avocado oil on the bottom of the pan so it doesn't stick. I mean, that's why they make Brillo as well. So you can use that, you know. The whole Teflon nonstick, you really have to look at it. And then I always find it interesting when a country comes out with a green Teflon-coated cookware and you look at that country, and they are one of the most toxic producing countries. So how can they really be grain? So you also want to look at the origin of where the stuff is coming from, because lots of people are now complaining about multiple chemical sensitivities. And I don't know if you have noticed, like if you buy something, clothing, say, and it has this very strong fragrance, well, that's a toxin. And to wash it out, it can take several times. So you can add baking soda and white vinegar to your laundry soap when you are washing new clothes to try to remove that fragrance, because that fragrance is not natural. It's not like essential oils they're putting on the clothes. And it may take several times. So someone who's very sensitive or has a weakened immune system or has allergies, even seasonal allergies, will be bothered by new clothing if it has that fragrance. And so they're really overloading us, not only, again, food, water, environment, but even our clothing. And, you know, it could be anything. So you have to look at all of that.
So I know here I have a kid that has like 7 pages of allergies. So, I mean, doing anything was a nightmare. And one of the biggest things that I hate doing is laundry. And laundry was a huge issue. So I was walking around a grocery store in tears one day, and I came across something called soap nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, so because we can't use Tide or fabric softener or any of that stuff. So we've had to revert to soap nuts. And then after you use them, we just put them into the little basket we have at the sink for all of our whole waste, and we just compost them.
So, I love that.
I mean, there's always, right, there's always not an alternative. You just
I
have to
that.
Look for it.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's a good point. Like any of those laundry soaps, if at the very least, to even start removing toxins from your environment, at the very least,
right,
whatever brand you get the one that's free of perfumes and dyes. It will make a difference just even starting there, because if your pillowcase and your towels and your sheets and all of that, think about it. You're sleeping on that. And all
right,
those perfumes are not natural. They're garbage.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, look at all of that. It's crazy. But it, you know what? Who else is going to do it for you? And you are worth it, right? I always say you're worth
right.
it, right?
Right.
We just have to take care of ourselves, because these companies aren't. They're all for profit, which is really bad.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where you can't even trust the labels. Like, you really have to know
yeah.
what you're, right, getting into, because, holy moly, you can really go off the rails really quickly with something that you think is good for you. When you get it home and you start digging into it, you look and go, not so good.
Exactly. And I, you know, it's always good if you could, like, even if you're looking at furniture, anything like that.
Right.
Pretty toxic. So, you know, you want to see if you, especially if you're, like you mentioned, especially if someone is sensitive, you have to really be around something and breathe it in and make sure, like, if you start to get your heart racing and your eyes are watering, you're just getting itchy reaction, you're having a reaction to something in the fabric, the clothing, you know, you have to then back away from that, because that also shows the immune system is vulnerable. So
yeah.
It's crazy too, because even the healthy people who are very health conscious and looking at labels and stuff, like, a lot of people don't even think to look at perfumes or look at, like, their cleaning supplies. It's like, it's like you know, we're so, it's just not something you think about until you're kind of clued into what's going on over there.
Exactly. You know, yeah. My intake form is not 7 pages, and I ask, like, and I always say, you know, you got men filling out these forms, and it's like, what shampoo do you use? Aftershave? What deodorant? What this? And what do you use to clean windows? And this and that. And when I see Lysol, I cringe, because Lysol is the most toxic product to be around, especially children, because it's a neurotoxin. And you're like, oh, my God, and nobody knows, you know? So, like, you're right. I would do, like, I would go into your, you know, where you live and look at, like, do a personal inventory and say, okay, so what's in my kitchen? What's in my bathroom? What's in my closet? What do I put on my body? And there are great alternatives for, I would say, everything out there. It's just looking at it. And you can look at some things and you're like, hey, wait, what is this? I mean, I don't even know what this word is. And then it has numbers after it. Like, that's a red flag. Right? But
oh, yeah,
you have
it's
to
like
be
a foreign language.
Yeah.
I want to share a story. Speaking of all this, these products that we use every day and they're toxic, you know, humans can take a lot, but there, you've heard of the expression, the canary in the mine, that, you know, picks up something really sensitive and it kills the canary, whereas, you know, it might not kill us right away. Well, this was a couple years ago, we buy organic lettuce, and because it's organic, every now and then you get like a caterpillar or something in the lettuce mix. And we happened to find a caterpillar in our lettuce just as the weather was getting cold. Normally we'd just toss it outside. And I'm like, I can't do that. You know, he'll freeze to death. So we decided we'd adopt this little creature, keep it through the winter. And it was loving the lettuce. We let it eat all this lettuce. And within a few days, though, it started out real healthy, and then it started to change color. It got darker and darker, slower, and it just curled up and died. So I'm like, what the heck? I mean, what is going on? So I looked up, you know, what can kill caterpillars and insects in your home. Basically, every night we would not do this near the caterpillar, you know, like right next to the caterpillar, but we'd move the caterpillar out of the way, wipe everything down with like a Windex type cleaner, and then put his little bed back. Just being near that Windex and whatever fumes it was giving off, and caterpillars are very porous, killed it in a matter of days. So I'm like, wow, this is stuff that families have been using for eons. And God knows what, you know, it's like Nancy was saying, over time, stuff builds up, you know, and it breaks down. I think it really breaks our health down. And then you get it from everywhere, the food, the sprays, the clothing, you know, the water. So you've got to be such a watchdog. I mean, it sounds paranoid, but it's really not.
I thought this was going to be a nice happy-go-lucky character. I didn't know we were going into Marley and Me. Now I'm depressed. I thought this was going to end that we have a new caterpillar friend and we're starting a caterpillar family. And nope. Thanks for ruining my night, Stacey.
No.
Let's talk about
it's
pet
a cautionary
food.
Tale. It's
don't
like, you know,
your poor
like.
Pet.
Yeah,
the pet food,
I know.
You know, honestly, if it's not organic, it's roadkill. You have to look at that too.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, this is great. There is hope. Like honestly, this is the goal. The goal isn't to scare everybody. The goal is to empower people to be their best health advocate. Because guess what? No one's doing it for you. And it, you know,
nope,
what?
True.
Instead of getting overwhelmed, I think everybody should get pissed off and say, you know what? How dare they put this in my food? How dare they put this in my cookware and in my, you know, Lysol and everything else? Well, I'm going to find an alternative. I'm not going to give my hard-earned money to these companies that are killing me. You know, because
right.
you
right.
have to look at why are there so – the United States, right, okay, we're throwing Canada there. But, you know, we look at these places. We're not living in third-world countries. We have brilliant people running companies and organizations. Why is there so much degenerative diseases here? And even for weight loss, if your endocrine system is loaded with toxins, it's hard to let go of weight. So why what's the commonality? The commonality is food, you know, what we're drinking. Our lifestyle makes us not perhaps make meals from scratch. No, so that's
mm-hmm.
where we have to, like, really put our focus. Instead of throwing our hands up and say, damn, this is hard, because it is. And that's why I take
yeah.
one step at a time. What are you drinking? What are you eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner? What snacks are you having? Oh, you like potato chips? Okay, you know what? Get a potato, slice it thin, add a little olive oil, and just bake it. Well, don't add the olive oil. Just bake it. You know what? You could make really good baked stuff. You could find things that you like. And then
yeah.
find alternatives for all the stuff that you're surrounded with. Because it's not good for you.
You know, it's ironic that you mentioned this because I was recently in the hospital. I had a very serious situation. And I almost died. And I realized that the place where I was, it wasn't at all the healthy place that I had hoped it to be. So I had said when I was able to that, you know, I don't eat like a whole lot of stuff on your menus, and they weren't even remotely accommodating. I got all the stuff that I don't really have. So my system, on top of already going through a major surgery, was in chaos because so just because you think it's okay doesn't mean that it's going to be okay.
Right. That's right.
You need to
and
dig.
Hospitals horrible what they give you. My God.
Right.
You know,
they
want
better.
No, they don't care. They don't care.
No, they don't.
It's
Katie,
my wife Katie and I were talking about this last night. We were watching a movie and we were watching the kids in the cafeteria. We started talking about, and when we were in high school, they had pizza stands, ice cream, candy, and your parents would give you money, but then they'd leave it up to teenagers to make the right choices. And we were thinking about that, and we're like, we're set up in a way that, like, there was nothing, you know, everyone who went to the food that had anything healthy was a loser or anything like that. We got pizza and we got candy and food. And it's like, you know, you think about that. And then at the hospitals and stuff, like Bill Maher got in trouble recently. He got kind of some crap because he talked about what is a country's, the people, what is their responsibility in their own health and, you know, helping a better society. And I do think that, you know, a lot of us probably aren't doing our part when it comes to being healthy. But also at the same time, it's very disconcerting when you think of all these companies that are constantly lying to us about the food and all this stuff and what's in it. And it's also very depressing when you think that when they think they're switching it, they just get sneaky and find a different way. It's like, how can you
right.
eventually go on forever without that paranoia, without that, you know, sense of like, well, if they change it, if I get something else, I'm just going to find out something with this company's wrong or that. It's you get very distrustful, and it's almost I see where people give up and think, well, I just can't stay ahead of it, and it's a hard place to be sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard, it's overwhelming, but that's where the mindset. Because I always say, to reach total wellness, you have to take your mind with you. Because the body is almost easier than the mind. And
right.
when you find it overwhelming and want to give up, that's where you got to dig in and find that resilience to say, no, they're not going to win. How dare they screw with my body? Because that's what they're doing. And the, you know, so you almost have to, you know, again, read those labels, look at the stuff, and go back to, okay, well, what happened to a balanced meal? What happened to, you know, homemade cooked meals? How hard could it be? You know, you're going to end up saving more money, too, because you have the processed foods and you get hungry afterwards. Or you get even more addicted because they actually have excitotoxins put into processed foods. Once it hits your tongue, your taste buds, you need to finish it. Like Doritos, that's a perfect example. They have excitotoxins in them. You cannot have three Doritos and close the bag. You're going to eat the entire content because they have those chemicals in it.
Wow.
And for that,
yeah,
that's bad.
I didn't even think about that. You know, we always talk about how addicting the chips are, but it's like you don't realize that they're the cycle, like they're the intent behind that. You know, it's meant to be addicting.
And actually, 60 Minutes a few years ago had the chemist, again, bright people. Most of them were from Cornell. You know, they had the chemist there, and they said their sole job is to create additives that are addictive. Think about that. Not to create something that's nutritious, because you don't need to create something nutritious. Nature did that. You know, if you really look at it, the food that we have, I mean, this nutritious, it's out there. But what these companies are doing are making it addictive. So that's where you want to give your hard-earned money to someone that wants to get you having weight issues, you know, and screwing with your neurons, that's what that would, like that anger could drive you to make a change.
Yeah, it's less nutrition, it costs more money, and then it's, you know, the process of making those types of foods, you know, they're using craft chemicals that hurt us. So it might seem on the surface, you know, like some days, oh, this is so much work, time consuming, and it is. But I started doing potatoes the way you just mentioned, Nancy, especially sweet potatoes, because they really very nutritionally dense. And there, I have to admit, there's not that when I take the first few bites, there's not that excitement of, you know, whatever's going on from a processed food. But you know where the payoff comes is kind of halfway through and after. And when I start to really notice and register how satisfied I feel, you know, how good I feel, because it's like real solid nutrition and it's nothing harmful. And once I start staying away from harmful, I notice the difference. You know?
You see? And that's because you're mindful. That, Stacey, you're also mindful. Like, and I think that's crucial. I don't know if you know, like, how can you explain how you have become mindful of seeing the difference?
Yeah, I guess because I have such a history with junk food, but part of it is I just got tired of feeling lethargic and, you know, low energy and not good. And I just decided to try it. And I was also I got to the point to research and, you know, listening to you, going to your site, you know, studying the articles in your archives. I got insulted and I thought, I'm really annoyed at this, that these companies are so unscrupulous that all they want to do is have me coming back for more. And I'm not getting anything out of it except being less energetic. God knows what might happen you know, down the road as a reason. If I had continued on, you know, on that path of eating mostly processed foods, I don't know where I'd be right now. But I just didn't want to go down that toxic rabbit hole anymore. And I do. I'm lucky. I like to cook. But even if you don't, man, you can buy. I mean, most supermarkets now have a lot of like riced cauliflower. They have the zucchini already spiralized. You know, you can make it sort of a little convenient and still healthy if you know how to play the game.
Exactly.
Well said. Yeah, it's crazy to think that our food companies are using the same philosophies as slot machines or casinos to get us to coming back. Kind of, it's a weird world we live in.
That's a great that's a great comparison.
it's bizarre, but I can't believe I just looked at the clock and we're about 4 minutes out. So before they kick us off, I want to get plugs in and tell everyone to get over to nancygaberte.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all Nancy Gaberte. And Stacey, I know that you have the StaceyMorris.com. You have your blog on Facebook and Instagram or Twitter or wherever you guys are. But everything you guys post is solid. And it's coming around the time of year again with Easter and then the summer barbecues. And I urge you to check out Stacey's blog, Clean Comfort, Sweet Comfort.
Sweet Comfort and a Bowl of Comfort.
Yes. I highly recommend you guys check those out, because if you are trying to achieve what we're talking about here today, there are ways around getting around some of these harmful chemicals while also not losing the actual joy of eating.
Yes.
I appreciate you
and
guys.
And Nancy has a book too, Healthy Living Every Day, page a day for great tips.
Absolutely. The most manageable, life-changing book. It's brilliant, because we do talk a lot about on the show, and we do give so much information that, you know, when people think of where they're at and where they need to be, sometimes that hill just seems daunting. And tackling one page a day is such an effective way to change long-term.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I hope everyone's relieved you don't have to do a two-day juice fast. That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you know, I think, you know, for me personally, I always treated a fast as a solution, as like punishment for a bad stretch or a bender or something. And if you look at some of those fasts as a tool more than just of like a Hail Mary, I think that they're way more effective that way, because that's ultimately what I keep going back to, is my unhealthy relationship with food and then trying to cram on the last day and lose all that weight because of my massive eating or whatever it has been has always been not good for me. So I think that the fasting and juicing is a great tool, but it's not the crash diet, you know, which a lot of people in my position, overweight, treat it like such.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us on, Mike and Crystal.
Oh, thank you.
I hope we get a Crystal quote.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We got to wrap it up. See, I was off for 2 weeks, and I'm all out of sorts. So without further ado, Crystal, Canadian Quote Master herself, let's roll us on.
Tonight as well.
Did we
well?
Lose Crystal?
No, I'm right here.
There you are.
The quote is, don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it.
I love it. That's a perfect one. And, you know, it's great to have you guys. And I thank you for the quote, Crystal. And I thank you, Nancy and Stacey. And we'll see you guys this summer. I'm sure it'll be sooner than later. It always flies by. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
We always appreciate you, especially
thanks.
This bonus episode. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
Oh, going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.